Chapter 44. I have chosen you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Jesus. 1884. About the time that Julia Bartlett was in New Hampshire, the college was moving next door to a slightly larger house at 571 Columbus Avenue. But moving did not alter the busy schedule for everyone. In addition to all her other activities, Mrs. Eddy spoke for private gatherings. At the conclusion of one such lecture in a handsome private home in the spring of 1884, Mrs. Eddy left the assembly and started upstairs. Almost unconsciously, a young woman from the audience followed her through the hall to the foot of the stairs, whereupon Mrs. Eddy turned and looked searchingly into her face. Her penetrating gaze, no doubt, read the woman's thought, for after a brief conversation, she said, "I want you to come and see me. You are going to do a great work in Christian Science." This meeting, as the new disciple recalled it, was as follows. During the spring of 1884, I heard of several cases of Christian Science healing in Boston and was invited to attend a lecture, which was to be given by Mrs. Eddy in a handsome home on Monument Hill, Charleston, Massachusetts. I went to the lecture, waited with care, and nearly prostrated from the effects of watching for 1 year in the room of an invalid husband. During this lecture, I lost all sense of grief, physical weakness, and prostration. It was long, however, before I understandingly realized that this was due to Mrs. Eddy's spiritual influence. When Mrs. Eddy's lecture was concluded, she arose and passed through the hall to go upstairs. Almost unconsciously, I followed her to the foot of the stairway, and as she reached about the fourth step, she turned quickly and looked down into my eyes with a searching, penetrating gaze. She asked, "Will you come to see me?" and gave me her card. I replied, "I do not know when I can come, Mrs. Eddy. I am so occupied." As I thought it was a matter of small consequence whether I saw her or not, I added, "Thank you, Mrs. Eddy, but I cannot tell whether or not I can come." Then she said, "I want you to come and see me. You are going to do a great work in Christian Science." After she had asked my name and address, which I gave her, I went away. This young woman had no idea what her future was to be, but the leader did. Mrs. Eddy, who read character, had seen in Augustus's eyes the earnestness, dedication, spirituality, and sincerity of her beloved student, Julia Bartlett, combined with the ability, persuasiveness, assurance, and ardor of Clara Choate. A great work awaited the potential that Mrs. Eddy discerned in Augustus Stenson. It was several months, however, before Mrs. Stenson began this work, and it was many years before she realized that she had not chosen this course, but had been chosen for it.